Chapter 14. There are those in Mossflower who would deny the existence of a warrior mole. None of these doubters had ever met Axtel Sternclaw. There was not the slightest doubt that Axtel was a warrior. He was also a loner, bigger, stronger, and fiercer than any of his species. In his broad belt, Axtel carried a warhammer, which he mainly used for breaking stones when he was tunnelling. Other than that, the big fellow needed no fancy weaponry. Just one glance at his massive digging claws was enough to warn any beast. Axtel Sternclaw was not a mole to be messed with. He led a solitary life, wandering the woodlands, furrowing his own workings, and, for the most part, shunning the company of others. Vermin had never bothered him. The few who had tried never lived to tell the tale. He left the carcasses up in the branches of trees for carrion to dispose of. It was Axel's view that he would not sully good soil by burying vermin in it. In short, Axtel Sternclaw was a warrior mole who lived quietly but by his own principles. He was a stranger to the Mossflower woodlands, so he was exploring. This particular day, he was tunnelling near a gigantic old oak, hoping to find a cave beneath the roots. Having dug all day with not much success, Axtel was about to finish and go back up to the woodland surface when something unexpected occurred. His tunnel collapsed, not on his head, but beneath him. Without warning, he shot downward and was only stopped from falling further by his own prompt action. Feeling the floor going out from under him, the powerful mole grabbed the thick root and hung on. As suddenly as it had started, the subsidence ceased. Axel hung there in darkness for a moment, puzzled by the turn of events. Then something grabbed him by the footpaw. The stolid warrior mole did not panic. He was more overcome with curiosity than anything. Reaching down, he grabbed the creature who was clutching him and hauled it up. It was a little mole maid holding a lantern. With a single heave, Axtel lobbed her up into his own tunnel. Spitting out debris, she nodded.
Thank you, sir.
Axel eyed her suspiciously.
Here, missy. What be you doing down here?
Gherchin, for it was she, dispensed with long-winded explanations, informing him.
As this got collapsed in, there be's two others are buried aside I. Would he be so kind as to dig in him out, big sir?
Axtel took the lantern, hanging it on the oak root. He shook a large digging claw at the mole maid.
You stay put here. I'll get him.
Gherchin leaned over the tunnel edge, shielding her eyes, as he shot into the loose soil like a furry cannonball. Everything was still for a short time. Then the ground erupted where Axtel had gone down. Gherchin was forced to move aside as he tossed the limp form of Flib up into the tunnel.